Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Honey, the power's out.
Flashlight's dead. Can't find batteries.
Hey neighbors, want to borrow my Star Patrol spotlight?
That flashlight lights up the whole house.
Watch, the Star Patrol can light up the whole neighborhood. It can illuminate up to a half mile away.
A half mile? That's insanely bright.
And the Turbo Boost increases brightness up to 100%.
Whoa, now that's insanely bright.
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a flashlight, spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. And with an ultra-fast USB power bank, you can even charge your phone with it. Plus, the Star Patrol is fully rechargeable and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
So how do I get one of these Star Patrols?
Go to GetStarPatrol.com and you'll get it with free Turbo Boost, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Again, that's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Got a lot of DMs after last night's episode. Oh my God, dude. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one.
Sure was. Delco, sure was.
Delco, you didn't watch the show yesterday, right?
Okay. We'll have a chat on the Ottoman about it later and kind of fill you in on what happened. Got a lot of that will play messages this morning, and I regret nothing. Okay, the monitor's super far away.
No, it's not. It's the same distance away sure as that monitor is from me.
Sure isn't. Was backed up. Her head was about the size of a dime.
Yeah, and okay? I could still tell that there was some weird contouring going on in the face.
Yeah, and we've got Medal of Honor recipients Florent Groberg with us today. Friend of the show. You've been on before. I'm going to tell you what happened real quick, because I'm sure it's happened to you. It's happened to all of
us. It's not happened to
me. We saw a transsexual female. Okay. Just a little headshot. About the size of, again, size of a dime. Who was on the dime? Was it Franklin? Yeah.
I think Dave Franklin.
I'm sorry, I was taking notes. I didn't hear. You said she was a dime?
Nope. Oh, okay. Said about the size of a dime. Whose head is on the dime? Is it Franklin?
It's FDR.
Is it really?
I think so.
Sorry, I'm just checking. You want head from a dime?
Sure don't.
It's FDR.
Sure don't. It's FDR.
Yeah.
Wow. Did a whole movie about him. Didn't know that. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Right.
Wheelchair.
Yeah.
On the dime.
Yeah.
That's how big it was. About this size, real far away. You see how far these monitors are. Flo.
So hold on. What happened?
I saw a face of what I thought was a lady, and I said, that'll play. Turns out it was a man who has now become a lady, and I have not heard the end of it today.
Oh, you're not going to.
It's an honest mistake.
There we go. It's happened to you, right?
No. It's not.
Well, here's how every dude answers that question. It's like, oh, I understand how that might happen, but it's never happened to me.
Yeah.
It's the same way dudes respond to like erectile dysfunction. Like, oh, yeah, that could happen, because you want to leave some space for empathy for you downstream,
sure,
but not admit to anything right now.
Because you never know.
Yeah, it's an important move.
You never know.
It happened to my best friend.
Oh, did it really?
Oh, 100%, but a lot worse.
Oh, he actually inserted and completed?
No, thank goodness, but picture this, Vegas.
I'm picturing it right now.
Yeah, same here.
I haven't stopped picturing it since he was talking about it on Friday last week.
Exactly. So Vegas, where's he at? Bellagio, Venetian?
What's the Metropolitan?
Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, Cosmopolitan there we right go. There. So we're at that club, and he's 6'5". I'm hanging out with three other dudes, like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah.
We ordered a bottle. We're with a guy who pretends to be a count, right? But it's dark. And next thing you know.
Wait, I'm sorry.
A count? Like, yeah, Dracula?
Like a count. Like in the UK, in England. He came out. This guy bought everything that night. He tells us, like, I'm a count. We're like, sure. Sounds
That's
good.
Fun.
He bought all the drinks, specifically after what happened to my buddy Tim Tom, who's going to kill me.
Okay.
Thanks for saying his name out loud, by the way.
Shout out Tim Tom.
We are not editing that because this is
live. Nothing you can do. He's got two first names, Tim Tom?
Yeah, it's not. It's a nickname.
So, okay, cool.
So he still might be in the clear where he's not.
All right.
So out of nowhere, we're about to take a shot. This chick just walks up to him, grabs him by the back of the head, and starts making out with him.
Ah.
But it's really dark.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, man, he's starting off good tonight.
Sure.
Flash of light. And we looked at her,
yep,
and immediately we just all backed away.
5 o'clock shadow? What was it? Oh, what was the giveaway?
No, it was just Adam's apple? It looked like a man. Like it looked like
shoulders.
So she like starts making out with him, and then he pulls off a little bit. And she says something to him I couldn't hear, and then she walks away. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, dude, that's terrible. And he's like, ah, man, whatever, it was aggressive.
Yeah.
So we don't know that was actually a dude. An hour later, I go take a piss. I got my buddy. He's going, he's like, hey, let's go take a piss. I swear to God, he can't make this up. I take the one stall. He's, you know, courtesy, right?
Sure.
You skip the middle stall.
Buffer.
You go to your stall. Right? A little buffer.
Yeah.
She walked in there. Pulled her skirt up with the heels and everything.
Did you see the hog? Was it nice?
I not only did I see it, I bent over this close to look at it. I needed to confirm it. And I died.
Was it a nice hog?
Yeah. What are we talking here?
I'm talking about, like, you know, prime time.
Oh, no boy.
Shit. Yeah.
White, black, what's the ethnicity?
White.
No
white.
Shit.
White.
A white hog that big.
But the problem was I died laughing at that moment.
Yeah.
Couldn't stop laughing.
It's a funny situation.
I
understand how from their perspective it might seem cruel to laugh at something like that, but it's because it's so awkward. What else are you going to do?
Well, I mean, I was just laughing because I was really drunk, and I just figured, holy shit, I have something on Tim Tom forever.
Well, he laughs every time he sees any kind of penis.
Yeah, so I was going to say, like, I'll look over, even in the men's room, at other dudes just to see what they're working with. You know, I want to see that hog work.
I want to see,
I'm like, oh, shit. All right. I'll look over.
I don't
like,
even
congratulations.
Like, I don't even like looking at another dude's car. I think it's disrespectful. Stop looking at my shit.
Yeah, I'll go over and I'll take a hog peek.
You know, just a nice hog peek. Nice. Like, all right, shit. I'll give him like a, hey, what's congratulations on that?
Hey, but all the power to her, man. She took her shot and she got it.
Well, look, shoot or shoot.
That's kind of sexual assault, but yeah, I mean, yeah. Either way.
It's fine.
It's low grade.
Yeah.
Right? It's rat hole.
What if Lee Harvey Oswald didn't show up to Dallas that day, you know?
Yeah.
You got to take your shot.
That's just a handshake.
Yeah. That's fucked up, but yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, making out, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah,
you're...
Also, so Ross just saw a photo, made an honest mistake, and you're giving him flack for it?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
He's the only one out of the entire group that made this alleged mistake, okay?
Listen, I'm sure me or Giorgio have both, like, accidentally, as we're quick swiping on Bumble, just kind of, like, went boop, and then you kind of, like, realize your mistake after you read the bio.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. So, TS, I think? Is what it said in the top.
Oh, yeah. Pretend like you don't know it now. So it's called cocaine? What is cocaine? Fucking liar.
Just own it. You made an honest mistake.
100%. Look, I did. Okay. All I'm saying was the circumstances for me. Again, real far away monitor.
The surgery's getting better and better these days.
It really is.
In like 5 years, I don't think we're going to be able to tell the difference.
Maybe.
Yeah, we were talking about this off air. It's going to be like how California wine became popular, right? A blind taste test helped it beat the French because, you know, there was no snobbery to it. Like, it was all blind.
You're saying that me caring that it's a real vagina is snobbery?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
All right. Think it.
Yeah, wow, that's a weird hill to die on.
Not even bigot. Like, that's too far. I think just snobby.
Yeah.
Georgie almost fucked Laverne Cox one night.
Whenever I eat pussy, I keep my pinky in the air.
Yeah.
For sure.
You have to. Just to let them know, you know?
Do we get a glory hole installed?
Here?
For the blind taste testing?
I thought we already had one. Oh, you're talking about blind taste testing pussy.
Yeah.
Oh. Ugh. What are you going to... You want to go straight against trans?
I mean, is there a third?
Now you're really making me think here. I'm going through all the pronouns and I'm like, No,
there's only a man-made and a natural vagina, right?
Yeah.
There's no other way to do that. Yeah. I mean, synthetic maybe, but that's like plastic. You're going to know the difference there. Unless we really go full cyborg on these fucking sex dolls.
I mean, think about how much better fake breasts have gotten.
Yeah, sure.
That's true. Yeah,
technology. But it's still real skin over them, right?
Yeah.
So here's... You know, 100 years ago, everybody thought robots were going to be used for like war and in manufacturing and shit. That'll be the apex of us using that technology. No, just sex dolls.
Sex and then putting machine guns on top of dogs.
Yeah. Well,
like right on their heads.
We turned dogs from dire wolves into little bitches. So I think they deserve it. That's their comeuppance. Like we 50 or 60 years from now, we should expect most major cities to be run by dogs.
And by the way, they're selling that robot dog with a machine gun on its head, the Russian one right now.
The Boston Dynamics.
400 grand, right?
Yeah. 400K right now. So
we should crowdfund that.
Put it in the office?
Well, we could just have Richard Ryan come up from down the street here and put machine guns on. He's got the Class 7 license.
No, they're selling it with the machine gun already.
You're not going to be able to buy that here.
Yeah, you can get it shipped in.
You can't buy... Well, I mean, I guess... No, you can't buy machine guns from overseas like that.
Can we just buy it and make it do mundane tasks?
Yeah, it's only sweep. Like 40 grand for the dog.
We'll plug the barrel of that thing and turn it into a lighter, and we'll just use it to smoke weed.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I'd love that.
Hey, weed dog, come over here.
We have a bong sponsor coming up at the end of the month, too,
freeze pipe.
So that'd be great.
Freeze pipe is on board. It's the best goddamn thing I've ever used.
Is it really?
Yes.
For you to say that? That's high praise, my man. That is high praise. Also, Dr. Fauci just quit here today, Flo. He's all gone. RIP.
Well, he's not dead.
Is he not? He's just leaving? So he's not dead. Okay.
So far as I know, yeah.
All right. He's out of there. A lot of speculation online right now. The story broke this morning that he wanted to get out of there before Republicans take the House because they know there's going to be an oversight committee to actually look through his work and then pull the receipts on Wuhan Lab. What kind of donations he's been making to some of these pharmaceutical companies and shit like that. And it makes sense. It's the perfect time to get out. Now, Democrats are defending him by saying, no, he's 81 years old. It was like, motherfucker didn't leave when he was 80.
Yeah, he was 80 last year.
So what's the hitch now? I think with everything being investigated or some sort of oversight committee and all this shit, he'd be 100% he's going to be in that fucking Senate. Answering questions.
Yeah, I mean, does it matter if he's, you know, in office or not? He's still going to have to answer questions if that's true.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the FBI will go raid his place in Mar-a-Lago.
Maybe. We'll find out.
Because he's got one, right?
I think so.
He's an old Italian man. He definitely has a place in Florida somewhere.
Probably Naples. Yeah, Naples. That's my guess. Did you just say Naples at the same time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, but it's a strange thing for him to leave now. Like, fuck, if I were him, I would have gotten out of there when Biden got in or something. And be like, well, you're on your own. See you later, fuck faces.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what goes through these, you know, these specific individuals' minds and wanting to serve. I mean, he gets shit on nonstop on both sides. You know, he tells you something, no one likes on this one side. He changes his mind. They don't like it on this side. So he has no winning course here. But I mean,
well, telling the truth might be a good start.
Yeah.
Right. Like, not so, for example, without any evidence to suggest this, telling everybody in the entire world that AIDS can be spread through normal household contact, right? Ruined thousands of people's lives, tens of thousands. Like, fuck this guy. Yeah. I sincerely hope that he dies afraid and alone sooner rather than later.
You know what's weird, though, is a guy like this won't. He's rich. He's like white. He's going to be fine. Like, he'll go, this motherfucker will go till 95.
We'll see.
You don't think so?
Who knows, man? Life is unpredictable. Right? That's not a veiled threat. I know. I'm starting to.
Did he quit today? Is that a fair?
Yeah, he quit today. Yeah. But like, seriously, hopefully he dies afraid and alone. Just like all the people that I just mentioned whose families and friends turned their backs on them because they thought they could get AIDS from getting sneezed on and shit. Like, tens of thousands of people in America that happened to. And then the tens of thousands of people who died alone in fucking emergency rooms because of his bullshit policies that were unscientific and politically motivated that kept their families from going in there and saying goodbye. Like, fuck this guy. I hope he dies the most painful way possible.
Well, we'll find out.
Because that's what he fucking deserves.
Yeah, we'll you're out. Welcome, Flo. Yeah, we're going to find out.
We'll find out.
And life is a highway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really, how many lanes? There was a song about it.
It's a 20-lane highway, but it's like every quarter mile, it fucking shrinks down to two lanes.
Yeah.
That's what life is. It's bullshit.
Tom Cochran sang that song, by the way.
That's what it was to get here.
Tommy Cox. Since you're here today, obviously, you know, Medal of Honor, all that shit. I wanted to talk to you about the current state of today's military. Mm. There was a story over the weekend with Don Jr. where he was given a speech, and he said that he's got a lot of friends who are Navy SEALs, and they're spending more time in diversity training than they are actually shooting anymore. Have you heard that from people like on the inside or who were potentially thinking about entering the military where they're like, fuck, man, there's all this diversity training for all this fucking bullshit now. And I just don't want to do it.
Well, first of all, I don't know about the SEALs. I work with different units in my current job. They're so active. They're shooting a lot. They're deploying, not deploying as much as they used to even 2 years ago, but they're still deploying. So, you know, I don't know what kind of diversity courses they're taking. I'm sure they're taking some, but they don't give shit. I do know that a couple years ago, I think almost five, six years ago, I was hearing that individuals in basic training in the Army were allowed to bring their cell phones and have it in their wall locker, and they'd have a period of time during a week or whatever to, like, you know, have your cell phone time.
Mental health day.
Is it mental health day?
Or some shit like that. Yeah, yeah. It's really the same stuff that goes on in corporate America. Like, you get to say, hey, you know what? I don't really feel like coming to work today.
Yeah.
But instead of saying that, you say, oh, it's mental health day. And because they've, you know, institutions take things like this and weaponize them. You know what I mean? Always. What is it? The road to hell is paved with the best intentions or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it always goes.
But I feel like that was strange to go do that, because if there's one time in the military that you really need to disconnect, it's probably during basic training, right?
That's the whole fucking point.
Yeah, they break you down and they reset your foundation so you can just go out there and be operational the way they want you to be operational. So I didn't tell anyone when I went to basic training. I got no letters. You know, I didn't make phone calls. I just fucking woke up in the morning, fired up to go through that day because I knew I needed to be successful that day so I could graduate 9 weeks later and then go on to do different things. I wanted to deploy. I wanted to be out there and fight. So I didn't go there thinking about, like, I want to call my girlfriend. I want to call my wife. I want to, you know, I'm gonna check out the Bears score.
Yeah.
Probably a good thing. You know, but
yeah, the Bears are terrible.
Yeah, they're bad.
Oh my gosh.
They're getting even worse this year, too.
Even worse. Yeah, this is going to be a rough year for the Bears.
Sure is.
I'm 3 wins for them.
Oh, yeah, easily.
I think it's probably 6.
That's generous.
Is it? Is it generous?
They have no O-line. They have no O-line.
I think they'll still win 6. They have a good defense.
Yeah.
And it's a good schedule.
Yeah, that fucking conference. Or that
that conference is bullshit. Is bullshit,
but I mean, it's like the only team in that conference is the Packers, so.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't even know if it's the Packers anymore.
Yeah, maybe. They'll be pretty good. Maybe. Yeah, so you can use phones and shit?
Yeah, so that's, I mean, you know, that's what I heard. So I thought that was a little bit different. So obviously things are changing, right?
Yeah. But it's hard to say why they're changing. So I don't know if all the branches are doing this, but the Marine Corps is giving kids vitamin D shots when they get in, when they first come in, because their bone density is so low. And the long-term studies that we have now, we know that a 21-year-old in 2022 has 40% less testosterone as their counterpart in the year 2000.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's fucked. That is in every possible way. So we like to blame everything on wokeness all the time, but it might just be that wokeness is society holding up a mirror to itself. And because these people have no bone density and no testosterone anymore, they're just all bitches. So society has become a bitch. It's very possible that that's the case.
Well, you're also being celebrated for all these like mental health breaks.
Oh yeah.
With actors and well, athletes.
That's the next logical step after participation trophy.
Yeah.
Like once you get an award for just existing, then you have to be rewarded for failing as well. That's the fucking natural progression there. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It needs to be noted though, by the way, every time you talk about participation trophies, you know who invented those, right?
Who?
Fucking boomers.
Boomers. What do you mean?
Baby boomers. Yeah, it was millennials didn't invent that shit.
No, it was the...
it was our parents.
What was that called back in the day? It wasn't even... Well, partly our parents, but and our parents' parents as well, but it's the self... something movement. Fuck. Self-importance movement, maybe. They used to call it something in the 70s. And it's like, we've been too hard on our kids. It was after Vietnam and all the kids were all disillusioned. Okay, gotcha. Stuff. We've been too hard on our kids. We have to start blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, but I think we go through these periods,
yeah.
Right? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if Sparta ever went through any of this, although they were raping children the whole time.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a way out of this one. It was funny. I was listening to Tim Dillon on Rogan the other day, and he was talking about that this is pretty much the end. Like, we're the last group before, you know, the 100-year. He said there's probably about 100 years in there, and then it's all going to tear itself apart.
Bad news. Well, 100 years is great.
Yeah. Well, for us, yeah. Same.
Yeah.
I got bad news for Tim Dillon. If it's lower than that, he's not going to make it.
Oh,
like,
he'll
be one of the first people to die.
Oh, he knows.
Maybe he's like a court jester or something.
He knows. He's hoping to be rich enough to be above it and start paying people off.
When the financial markets collapse, nobody gives a fuck about your piece of paper anymore, bud.
We'll see. Unless you're sitting on some gold bullion.
I'm just gonna go take his shit. If some dude says, hey, I can't protect myself, I need you, I'm gonna pay you to protect me, I'm like looking around at the Thunderdome, I'm like, that's all mine now, bud.
Yeah, but there is it's a jail system, dude. You know, you can get protection in jail too. So
you know, the other part that I think about is the military just smarter than all of us, and they're just for the first time ever, they're two steps ahead. And they realize what type of war, you know, they're going to get themselves into in the next big one.
Giant dick sucking competition.
Well, you know, instead you'd be pretty good.
You would be really good at it. Yeah, especially if it was lips. Like TS.
Look at these things. Yeah.
Hey guys, the internet and the stream seems to be cutting out right now. You want to keep going with the episode and re-upload, or
we'll go ahead and do that.
Keep it rolling.
What's the sitch there?
I don't know. You kind of froze for a second.
Yeah, it's bouncing on air there.
Apparently, a few storms rolling through the area.
Oh, in the old Texas area here. Yeah, yeah, it was the clouds were getting pretty dark when I was driving in. Yeah, we'll keep going.
Just go ahead.
We'll keep going. That's fine. We'll keep going and upload it tonight. That's fine. But with that, like, you know, as far as like all these fucking actors and celebrities and all this other shit, and musicians, what I'm finding the common theme is, and I'll ask you about this military wise, is I don't think people want to do the jobs that they actually signed up to do. You know what it is going in. So the latest one was Jonah Hill, right? He's an actor.
Yeah.
Did not want to do press anymore for his movies.
Interesting.
That is what being a movie star is.
He's Marshall Lynch.
If you want to put that a little closer to your mouth. If you want to do that job or that profession, it's pretty fucking simple that, all right, great. I've got to star in the film and then promote the film. Those are my two jobs. That is it. Same with Osaka and the tennis player, you know, the Japanese tennis player. Hey, you got to do interviews before and after. I don't want to do that. Everybody's mean. I don't like the questions. I just want to... It's like, Well, that's not part of the job. You can go and teach somewhere and do the same thing. There was the music.
In fairness to Osaka,
yeah,
she'll do interviews where they're nice to her.
Oh, great. Yeah. Fantastic. Fan-fucking-tastic for her. Shawn Mendes just canceled a worldwide tour.
Yeah,
I saw that.
He's one of the biggest pop stars. Same thing. He was just like, I need to take a mental health break. And I'm like, you're so brave. You're so amazing. Now, with the military, is it the same way where people are just showing up and they're like, it's just too hard. I don't want to do it. Or is there something else to it?
Well, think about the recruitment rates in the early 1980s. They were not very good.
Right.
Nobody. It's where the be all you can be commercial campaign came from.
Mm-hmm.
And the Marine Corps started spending money for the first time to recruit people. It's where all those old dope Marine Corps commercials, recruiting commercials.
Came from.
That if the Marine Corps can't hit their recruitment goals, we're all fucked because they never miss. They're the ones that never miss. Because their value proposition is it appeals to a very specific kind of person, right? Like, hey, we're just going to go kill everything. And people are like, oh, it's better than working at McDonald's.
Fuck right. Yeah.
But it's after Vietnam, I think what I'm getting at here is that there's no very clear purpose for the type of people, generally speaking, the type of people who are very aggressive and athletic, who are willing to commit themselves to something that is a sacrifice, right? Mm. They have a typical ethos or a very specific kind of ethos. And that's that, like, I want everything I'm doing to mean something, to be for something. And when you have the shit that went on in Afghanistan last year, the entire global war on terror, really, people are looking at it now like, fuck this. Like, I'm not. And I think it might speak some to the centrist crowd who are just trying to do it for the benefits or whatever the fuck. But people like us who wanted to go fight, like I see all the stuff that's happened and I see what's going on in Ukraine right now where we're in the middle of a fucking, in the middle of crazy inflation, probably a recession. Well, sorry, by definition, a recession.
Yeah.
And they're sending $70 billion to another country to fight some fucking war that I don't care about.
They,
like,
just
fuck off.
They
dude.
Just spent another $745 million 2 days ago. So more shit.
So think about it from the perspective of people who decide to go enlist in a time of war, like these kind of people. Yep. I'm not very motivated to go do it right now, to be honest. Like, if somebody invaded us or there was something that we need to go fight for, I would go do that in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as just enlisting, deciding 4 or 5 years of my life over to the whims of these assholes, not one fucking prayer.
That's the key. You just said it. That's the key. And that's the problem that we're going to be facing over the course of the next, you know, decade, more than likely in the recruiting numbers and the type of quality of individuals that we get that go into the military is, I'm same with you, man. They killed my uncle, a terrorist organization called the GIA in 1996, became a naturalized citizen in 2001. And 7 months later, the same type of assholes, you know, attacked my adopted country. So to me, there was no other choice but to go serve in the military, right?
Right.
That's what you do as an American. Your country is being attacked. You respond.
But that's what you do as an able-bodied man in any society, right? That's the fucking standard.
That's the standard, yeah. Right? That's changed, right? But I do believe, and this is the only, I'm an optimist. Y'all know this. I'm too much of an optimist. But sure. I do believe that if we do get attacked again, right? And we have a lot of people that really hate us and want to do this every day, that this is one of the few countries in the world that can just on a dime, just flip a switch. And maybe it's us going back into it as old men, right, leading the way. But I do believe that there's just this thing about being an American that even though we're all fucked up for a little while, we just kind of forget about that fucked up part and we go do our part. You know?
Well, you look at these recruitment numbers like Dan was saying, and you wonder, is it because nothing is going on currently that we give a shit about here, right? Because I don't think most Americans really give a shit about Ukraine and Russia. I mean, it's certainly not getting any media coverage anymore.
Yeah. Like, it's because it's been 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of done with it now. And Zelensky's trying these last-ditch efforts about nuclear. So that would affect everyone, right?
Yeah.
That's the last word you can pretty much use in a situation like this. And we still don't care. The way we pulled out of Afghanistan was awful.
Yeah.
And so if you're a kid sitting at home who's 18 years old, what is it that you're willing to go and risk to fight for your country anymore when there's not a lot going on?
I mean, the majority of these kids that, you know, in the latter part of the deployments to Afghanistan, they went in not because of 9/11 like we did, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't understand that. They were too fucking young. They went in because mom or dad went in, right? That was the reason. It's kind of like, oh, I'm going to follow their footsteps. They had no idea what they're really fighting for. You probably asked these guys, like, hey, so what happened on September 11th? How many people died? Like, how did you feel? Well, I wasn't born. You know, or I was three, right? Or right. I was four. Why'd you go in? I don't know. My dad went in and my mom went in or whatever, and I just felt that was the right thing to do. They didn't go in with the same type of like emotions that a lot of us did. Like we were hurt. Like you fucking did what?
Yeah.
Like I'm going to forget my path, whatever I was studying or whatever I was doing. I'm going to go fight. I'm going to wear the uniform. I'm going to fight with the finest men and women that I know of. You know why they're the finest? Because they're doing the same thing I'm doing. Probably stupid. And we're going to go across the water and go fuck you up. That was the mindset.
That's interesting. Yeah, dude, you're right. Because you're looking at it. That was a 20-year war. And some of these kids now are, shit, 9/11 was in a month, will be 21 years. You know, like a 21-year-old, you can drink now since 9/11 happened, which is wild to me.
Yeah, I would say most of the, when the 82nd and the Marines were deployed over there to exfil people, I would say the vast majority of people, E4 and below, were not born when the towers went down. Like the vast majority.
No
probably
shit.
90%, yeah.
Okay.
Because they would have been somewhere between 18 and 19 years old.
Yeah. I didn't even think about the parent aspect. You're right. You know, parents were there. They had kids. They came back. And it's great. What does dad do for a living? Well,
they're growing up in that environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at least they get that concept, right? But
well, it's an environment where most of your life is defined by the sacrifices you make, which is what life is supposed to be, by the way. And not everybody needs to serve in the goddamn military to and you don't need to be able to accomplish that either.
I don't want them to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really certainly don't want them to.
But I mean, just and the ordinary person who has no, I guess, aggressive or violent inclination can still find a way to sacrifice for other people every single day of their life. Like, correct. That's not very difficult 100%. To figure that shit out.
Yeah. Where are you working at now? You mentioned
Microsoft.
Oh, you're a Microsoft now.
Yep.
No shit. How's that going?
I love it. Been good, man.
You hang out with Bill Gates?
Nope.
He doesn't even. Does he even work for the company anymore?
No, he doesn't. I don't know what his association is with the company anymore. But I know.
I think he started it.
He did. Well, that's a fact.
He's probably on the.
I know that history, Michael.
He's probably on the board.
I don't think he's on the board. I think actually,
if he's not on the board, then he's just a shareholder at this point.
Probably. He definitely has some shares. Yeah. I think he's doing his own thing, and the company went one direction.
Yeah,
you know, he did a hell of a job of creating Microsoft with the team out there. But
so they're getting involved with One Direction now.
Sure.
And it makes sense. Microsoft One Direction.
Yep. They're trying to bring Harry Styles back.
Yeah.
Time out. For what?
No, I thought that's what you said.
Yeah, the music group.
Oh.
Popular boy band.
Wow. I'm starting
news. Very popular boy band, yeah. For One Direction.
No, I just made all this up.
Yeah. Just now. Like, Bill Gates.
I got really high.
It would have made sense if we had our streaming platform again.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bill Gates, though, loves young boy bands. And, he's just trying to
put the
band back together.
Me too. Let's go, baby.
I did enjoy boys. One Direction.
Yeah. Yeah. They were look, Harry Styles is still fucking banging out his.
Yeah, but he's like.
Time out. Dressed. You tell me you didn't sing. It was an NSYNC or Black.
I went to a Backstreet Boys concert.
And KOTB. Yeah. He was there.
No, not New Kids on the Block.
Oh, you went to Backstreet?
Yeah.
Who were they with? Weren't they with another? I think it was a Bang Banger, right? Was it NKOTB?
No, I don't know. I don't remember watching an opening band, to be honest.
Really? All right. Like, they were headlining really, on their own.
You don't need an opener when you play 3 hours of 30 years worth of music. You know what I mean?
They used to tour together, the two of them.
But now it's like
bang out cash.
They'll drop in 3 or 4 songs that are new.
Okay.
And you know, come on, man.
Sure.
Like, nobody cares about that shit.
No.
But they play a legit 2.5 hours of old music.
Really?
So you don't really, I mean, it would be weird if there was like a 45 minute to an hour long opener and then 3 hours of fucking Backstreet Boys. The only reason people came there is to see the Backstreet Boys.
You guys do a lot of concerts?
Yes. I just went to one on Saturday night.
Really? I don't know how you do it.
I saw the Lumineers on Saturday nights and.
Oh, they're one of those bands that like clap on their leg and then say, hey.
Right.
Hey.
100%.
That used to be music. It's not anymore. Well, you can turn that shit off.
Hang on. Here's the crazy part of this. So I had the same thought going in where I was like, all right, how does like a folksy alt band sell out a whole fucking arena like this?
Yeah.
What are they going to do that is different than everybody else these days? And it was the wildest setup I've ever seen. They had probably 20 or 30 people that were sprinting back and forth on stage as soon as they finished a song and picked up all the equipment like it was Wimbledon, like it was a ball boy at Wimbledon. Cleared it. They were another part of the stage. They were in like 8 different parts of the stage at all times. So you were always looking around. They would go into the next song, boom to the next song, boom to the next song. I've never seen a setup like that. And it's clearly intentional where you're just like, oh, shit. You know what kind of music you play and then it's a little slower. this picks up the pace.
Yeah.
To where you're like, why didn't every band just do this forever? It was wild to see, and I understand why they're becoming one of the biggest bands in the world, but it's super interesting to see. And then the other one was, you and I were chatting about this the other day, was Mumford & Sons, and you're like, hey, man. Dude, Homeboy's going to come back, and he's just Mumford now.
Yep.
And you were like, what's the difference? It sounds totally fucking different. I hate to admit it. Yeah.
Bad?
Strange.
I mean, that's good news, because it sounded, every fucking thing he's ever done before sounded literally exactly the same. Yeah,
and so I'm trying to figure if that was his choice or just he didn't have the band anymore.
But, I mean, certainly his voice doesn't sound any different.
It doesn't, but it's a totally different vibe of music where you're like, oh, I mean, it took me a second. I had to look at the name on SiriusXM, and I was like, oh, Marcus Mumford, okay. Yeah, I was like, that makes sense. It's wild. You don't go to concerts?
Not anymore. I mean, I do.
Who's your jam? Gun to head, you got one band to listen to.
Poison was in San Antonio last night.
Shut up!
Poison and Motley Crue, actually.
Dude, that'd have been a fucking show.
I think Jared and Corey went.
Did they really? Yeah. That'd have been fun, dude.
So, Gun to head.
Tupac?
Tupac was my favorite growing up.
Did you ever see him live?
Nope. Died too early.
Yeah.
I think then I went to a little bit of rock. I did the whole like Blink-182, Green Day, Red Hot Chili Peppers, all that stuff. You know, I went to all those concerts growing up, which was fun. Probably the best concert I've ever been to, Coldplay.
Oh, fucking yeah, no, dude.
It's just,
you're gonna get killed for saying that, but I'm
gonna give a fuck.
I'm with you. So same thing.
I mean, it's like you too.
Right,
like the people involved are pieces of shit, but the music's pretty good. You can't.
I mean, it's just it's a fucking light show. That's what it is. It's just you're like,
and if I just told my wife this on Saturday after the Lumineers thing, I was like, Coldplay actively, if you watch their documentary, they were trying to become the biggest band in the world.
Yeah.
To do that, you have to do the lights and the running around and the huge stages and all that shit and figure it out, especially for that type of music. Because it's not like the fucking Foo Fighters or Metallica or somebody who's just going to blow the roof off the place. You've got to figure out a way to get a whole audience involved like that.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I've been to probably two or three Coldplay shows, and they destroy live where you can't help but get caught up.
Yeah, you're like, damn, this is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I want to see Kygo, though. That's who I want to go.
Who?
Kygo.
I don't know who Kygo is. Who's Kygo?
It's a great show. He was early in the wave of like dance music in like 2016 to 2019. Keyboard player. You'd know a lot of songs if you see him.
What about, does he have a guitar at all? Because
no.
I'm a big fan of the guitar.
Huge fan of guitars.
Yeah.
There is an artist named Okay who plays the guitar.
Who?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Just Okay, huh?
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. I just heard about Okay. I was like, who's that? Okay. Okay.
Well, we're not doing this.
Yeah, we are.
Who's on first?
We
bullshit?
Sure Move are, on. Dude. We sure are.
It's with two O's.
Yeah. We finally got an EDM banger, by the way. Really proud of it. Really proud of it. It's called Narco by Blaster Jacks. It's the song that the Mets closer comes out to. I finally got to hear the whole goddamn thing. It is. It's just a straight old school banger, dude.
Fuck Edwin Diaz. That's the song that William Contreras walks out to.
Yeah, is it really?
He has been for 2 years. Well,
no
not two
shit.
Years since the song came out.
Yeah.
When was it? Late last year?
I'm not sure. I finally listened to the whole thing because you were hearing snippets from the Mets and stuff like that. And I finally heard the whole thing and I was like, oh shit, I'm going to hear this on every college campus.
It strikes me as, I mean, it's like a big Latino song. So it strikes me as the type of thing if like when Kanye's like power, you know, like no one man should have all that power. It's like the type of song that like everyone would walk out to right when it came out.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I think it's the same situation.
This came out in 2017.
I was about to ask.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Why did it just get big now? I mean, obviously him, but yeah.
So far, Contreras has been using it for a long time because I remember the first time I heard it, I'm like, this is hilarious. Because you don't know what the song is.
So
all you hear
funny,
is the
dude.
Fucking trumpet part.
It's
like
good.
For the walkout. You don't hear any of the actual fucking dance music.
Correct. Yeah. So I finally listened to the whole thing yesterday and I was like, oh shit, dude. We finally got a fucking banger to celebrate, dude. College football's coming.
Well,
you're going to hear that
happens.
Everywhere.
All these Southwestern Latinos are moving over to the conservative side now, right? Because people have been trying to like groom their kids or whatever the fuck. And now it's coming through in the music, too. Like, they're jumping in. There's all kinds of like Latin music being woven into different types of music now, right? Like, there's the, what the fuck is it called? The rap style that our buddy down there does with the one
Jack Mandeville just
did that directed
video.
His Zeus. He directed his fucking thing. There's a name for it. I can't remember what it is. fuck, there's a name for that type of hip-hop music, but it's getting big now. Like, we're getting close to a full-on cracker slash Latino amalgamation of culture.
Well, you'll get there. Yeah, you'll get there. You're Latinx, which I'm sure you love to be called, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Thanks.
I've never heard anybody of Latin use that phrase in a non-ironic way.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Dude, I'm not even Latin. I'm freaking North African.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit. Where at?
Algeria. My mom is French Algerian.
Fuck, dude. But you've got the skin that you can pass for all of it.
Bro, tell that to TSA Pre.
Now, are you totally just divorced from meaning and life? Like, are you just living out the stranger? Are you just wandering a beach, hating everything?
Is this a literature joke?
Yeah, no one likes Albert Camus?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wrong crowd.
I never
wrong
the stranger.
Dan got you.
Actually, I just downloaded The Stranger the other day.
Yeah. Well. That's a little too highbrow today, Bob, you know?
Yeah, I don't know who you thought you were talking to here.
Bob woke up and chose literature. He chose literature today.
When's have you been back at any point? I mean, it's kind of dicey over there right now.
Where?
To Algeria.
No, I haven't been to Algeria since 1989.
Really? You never went back?
No, man.
Did you go back after the earthquake happened?
Earthquake? No, I don't even know when.
In San Francisco?
Oh.
Look, I didn't know if it scared you, okay? If you get frightened easily, the earthquake scared a lot of people out of the country.
Dude, I'm scared of the floods. I'm scared of the floods out there, and we just had a flood in Dallas.
Yeah, they got 9 inches of rain in 3 hours or some shit like
no
that.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole city just went chaotic.
Texas is not set up for that shit either.
No.
Like,
no.
From drainage to people understanding how to behave when it rains, at no point do we get it right.
No, not at all.
And we haven't seen rain in, 3 months? And it just shows up all at once?
It's spotty here, yeah.
Is it spotty here?
We got some the other day, and then it was 30 minutes, and then it was done.
We're a little closer to the coast, though.
Yeah, haven't seen anything.
What happened in Dallas? Did everything get nuked?
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like it started last night, and the storms came in, and it just started raining and pounding all day today.
No shit.
It's a lot of flooding in the city. Just kind of disastrous.
Wow.
Like you said, exactly. Yeah, they're just not prepared for it.
There's not they don't have the same underground gutter and drainage systems that you see in places on the coast. Like where we grew up in the Carolinas and Georgia, every fucking downtown has that.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's 6 to 9 foot fucking holes dug out all around the streets with fucking drainage systems to get that shit out of. There's nothing like that here.
Yeah. If you get a flood on the East Coast, it's from a hurricane.
Yeah. That's the only reason that flash flooding is a thing here.
Yeah.
Because they're totally unprepared.
So what you're seeing is we could solve this problem really easily.
Yes.
Okay. Probably.
Yeah, but we could have solved that whole fucking energy grid problem too. We told, hey, energy, go fuck yourself, brother.
Yeah.
We don't care about the cold.
I didn't care.
30% of the pipes in Central Texas burst.
Yeah, that was bad.
There's a lot of those back roads where we live, you and I, where those would flood out in 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that's why I drive an SUV.
Yeah, same. We want to be an independent nation, but we haven't figured out weather.
No.
You can't figure out the weather.
Can't figure out the weather. It's a hard one, dude.
Yeah,
It's too tough. It's too tough. We're not a scientist. We're not scientists up here.
The Farmer's Almanac seems to be doing a good job.
No.
It has always done a great job.
I don't really know how.
No. All it does is track the fucking cycles of the moon. It doesn't actually do anything. It makes educated predictions about things in the environment based on that, but that's literally all it does. It's a slightly more scientific horoscope.
Is there farmers still
Ben
alive?
Franklin's going to come back and fuck me up now. Probably. Yeah. Cunt. Yeah.
Probably.
It predicted COVID.
He invented electricity.
Yeah, sure did.
Invented it from scratch.
Sure goddamn did. We got some sponsors. Do you mind?
He also banged a bunch of old French ladies.
Did he really?
He was super into it. When he was the ambassador to France, all he did was plow fucking French aristocracy.
Wouldn't you? A great gig.
Well, he was old, I guess. I mean, thinking about it, if I was 60, I probably would fuck other 60-year-olds, I guess.
Look up how old Ben Franklin was when he died.
He was 80, right?
I'll give you the choice Ben Franklin quote on banging old ladies.
Okay, great.
This is Ben Franklin on old pussy.
84. Okay.
And I am not joking.
All
this is an actual founding father quote on vagina.
Okay.
Regarding only what is below the girdle, it is impossible of two women to know an old from a young one.
That's a lie.
He's saying you can't tell the difference between old and new puss?
We got to test that out.
Yep. Let's put that on Brittany. We're not live anymore. I got to tell Brittany to make that a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's fucked.
It's Ben Franklin's face with licking his lips, and it just says that whole fucking quote on it.
With that whole B ring, dude. Yeah. He's a liar.
People didn't care about that back then.
Did he invent electricity?
Well, he discovered what it was.
I'm not sure that he did. Now.
I think he was second to it, right?
He put a key. Well, yeah.
Put a key on a kite, right?
Yeah.
Another reason we need this glory hole.
What?
In the office?
Connect the two.
He also got struck by lightning.
No. Connect the two. Connect the two ideas, motherfucker.
He wants to test out the vaginas there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah.
Old to young, just, trans to straight.
The whole other building is just a vagina test facility.
Yeah. It's just all particle board with holes in it.
That's the whole business, man.
We can do it. We've got the extra building.
You can do it for free. If you sell it, it's a crime. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, you can just show up and do it. And we're fine with that.
If some girl walked in here like, I want to suck every one of your dicks right now. And we let her suck all of our dicks. We own this property. That's perfectly legal.
Yeah.
But if she said, I'll do it for $1 each. Now we've committed some fucking crime. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Mm. Yep. What crime did I commit?
We've paid for beaches, dude.
A crime requires a victim. And there is no victim there, except for maybe my penis, a couple of days later when I have to go get a shot.
Well, is it taxed?
I'll pay the goddamn tax.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So in that instance, really, the victim are the school children. You're taking away from their education by getting your dick sucked tax-free.
I don't support public schools in the fucking first place, so I'm fine with that.
Okay. No, but this is a glory hole for science, so we would be tax-exempt.
Yeah, and I want not only tax-exempt, but I also want a fucking grant from the government to perform this research.
Yeah, and you'll get one.
I should.
Give me $30,000 to build a glory hole. U.S. government.
$30,000? What are you, a gold-plated glory hole? How nice does this fucking thing have to be? Well, You're putting dicks and assholes through it.
You just need some plywood and a handsaw.
That's a Jerry Jones glory hole.
And a little bit of duct tape to make sure you don't get fucking splinters
100%,
on your
cock. Yeah.
Can we actually just do a bit for the YouTube channel where we go to Home Depot and we get eight Mexicans and bring them back to build what is clearly a sexual torture chamber.
Yeah.
And it just becomes more and more clear. We're just telling them what to do, but they don't really know. But the picture paints itself as they build it.
We have a whiteboard and it's crudely drawn women getting fucked up on there.
Now I need this swing to hold 280 pounds right now above me. And you're just like, oh, for what? Well, I'm going to hang someone from it.
Here's a good thing about that too, by the way. Latinx men, who of which he's not, clearly.
He's not a Latinxer.
But Latinx men,
thank you, though.
They're not going to get involved in the politics. They're just going to do the fucking work.
Goddamn right they are.
Great job. You know what I mean? Ask no questions.
100%.
Yep. Because they're fucking professionals that care more about providing for their family than what the fuck you're doing in your free time, which, by the way, is how everybody should be.
Sure did, dude. You think when they go home and pick up a 12 pack of Modelo, they give a shit that they just build 14 glory holes for some white guys?
First off, that 12 pack Modelo is on the construction site. I can tell you from visiting my house, it's being built.
Nothing wrong with drinking on the job. Brother, you know,
I'll tell you this. I tip when I have movers or construction people or somebody hanging TVs or anything like that. I always tip, right? But I also offer them booze. I feel like that's the man.
I do too, thing actually. To do. Yeah,
even booze. In the middle of working. If you can't handle one drink and still do what you're doing, then it probably wasn't going to go well in the first place. No, you know what I mean?
No. We got some sponsors real quick, Flo, that pay for this shit wagon to be on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Got the cover here right in the center. Look at that, dude. It's on both cameras. Set up very nicely. So if you're out there and you're doing some fucking crazy shit, put a cover down. You don't want to ruin that mattress. 30% off everything in the entire store with the promo code DRINKINBROS at checkout. Fill it all the way to the top. You can put the mattress in there, the sheets, the adjustable base, the cooling comfort, all the things you can put in there, and you get 30% off. They've also got a mattress. If you buy the mattress, you get 2 free pillows, and the pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress. So go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and check that out. The 40% bundle package is also in the house. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together for one night of exciting sex. Shit, you can put the fucking glory hole plywood up on the bed. Just stand that up, you know, or lay it down if you want. Put it over your own face.
I would put it on wheels, right, so you could roll it over to the bed and just put your cock through it.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Or just maybe have it on a curtain rod where you can run it down the middle of the bed and fuck your wife through it, you know, super Orthodox Jews.
Yeah.
Except if they use a bed sheet or something. But
you can do all the things in there. It doesn't matter.
I don't think it actually says you need to use a bed sheet.
No, it's your bedroom.
Yeah.
Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. The bottom of the page, you're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest, as long as you have decent credits. And if you check that box, all the deals that I mentioned above, can be used with that, and you can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Next thing, we got fumed, Anthony. Mm-hmm. Do you got the fume on you today?
No, I left it at home. Yeah, he's got one.
George just got one there, and it's boom. Look at that. Oh, that toss came in hot, Georgia.
Did it hit the ottoman?
You've got a a Florida State Seminole shirt on. You threw just like their quarterback,
James Winston.
Awful. No.
I mean, that's how he threw. I don't want it now.
Hold that up in the camera. Yeah. There you go.
It's a piece of wood, right? It's a little wood pipe thing. You put these sticks down in it that are soaked in natural flavored oils.
Mm-hmm.
So it replaces the habit, the hand to mouth habit, but also like. A lot of these things that replace the hand-to-mouth habit don't have the inhale and taste and all that shit. I think that's why they fail. The fume has been really good about smoking cessation.
Well, a lot of people just want to feel it in their fingers. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to smoke. I smoked for years. Mm-hmm. You just want something in your hand. They didn't really have that when I quit. I quit, shit, 12 years ago.
No, they tried to give you pills like Chantix and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's what we should do. Let's trust the pharmaceutical industry more to get us out of this problem they caused again.
Chantix killed Ray Liotta, I think. That's what I heard.
I thought it was AIDS.
Maybe. No, he was on the up and up. He was on the up and up. He partied a lot.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He looked rough in Blackbird, I think is the name of it. One with Hauser and...
Liotta went hard in life, all right?
I mean, he got a good 68 sick. Years out, right?
He lived that life.
Like, if you live Ray Liotta's life and make it 68 years, you've won.
Yeah. And nobody ever bitched about his performance either.
Like, he was brilliant in that.
Every actor that works with him was always like, man, look, did he go hard? Yes, but he never missed. The motherfucker never missed. Good for Ray Liotta. But don't get Chantix. Get some fume here. These things, what do you pack in those? Because you had one the other day.
Yeah, it's, somebody moved them. I guess they're out in the thing now. But they're these little white fiber sticks mm-hmm. that are soaked in something, right? There's some soaked
peppermint.
Peppermint, yep. And other stuff like that. Tastes really good.
Yeah.
Tastes very good, actually.
So whether you're an ex-smoker or a current smoker who struggles with cravings, fume is the perfect tool for you. Head to breathefume.com/drinkingbros. Use the promo code drinkingbros to save 10% off your entire order. That is 10% off your entire order when you head to breathe, breathefume.com/drinkingbros and use the promo code drinkingbros with checkout. Quit naturally with fume and use Drinking Bros to save 10% at breathefume.com/drinkingbros. There is no E in fume, by the way. Last but not least, we got our store, D'Anthony. Store's open.
Yeah, open for business.
It's rocking, dude. That bro box last month was dope. That was Jesse's box.
Yeah.
That was the old Crime Corner
next,
box.
Next up is the Freedom round. So we've got a bunch of Freedom-related shit coming out.
Yeah, so it just ships to your house, and then every month you get a new bro box.
There's a new...
Straw hats are dope as shit. Yeah. A lot of people are posting those. I've got two of them.
There's a new design, BDE. It's Big Don Energy.
Oh, okay.
Probably could have made the D look like his head, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We didn't want to make it too complicated for the printing, but we got all kinds of fun... Funny shit on here.
There's tons, dude. The hats are amazing. We have the snapbacks. We're all full of hats. Go to drinkingbros.com. Just click on the store, and you're good to go, and it supports the show.
And most of this stuff comes in baby clothes, too.
Yeah.
Right?
That's awesome.
So, you know, you want to use your baby to make political points, obviously.
Yes, I agree. Do you have kids, Flo?
No. One on the way, though.
You've had a long pause there. What happened?
I was just thinking.
How long?
Who's going to be watching this?
A lot of people.
And is my wife going to murder me? Because
how far are you along?
She's 25th week.
No, you. Okay? The wife has nothing to do with this.
True.
It is
all me.
You learn when you have a child. No, it's about the men.
You do realize, like, whatever they're feeling, you get those symptoms.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, too fake.
I guess we don't need to have Andrew Tate on the show anymore.
No, we don't.
Just let these two assholes talk.
We don't. So when's the due date? Do you know?
December 10th.
Oh, that's dope, dude.
Yeah.
You excited?
Army-Navy game is right
now. I know, right? Then. I'm missing it. It's okay. After last year, pretty fucking
Or have the baby
off.
At the game.
It's a plan. She's not really up for that, but, you know.
Well, it's supposed to.
If he's smart, he'll come in early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winter's supposed to be fucking brutal this year, I heard.
Really?
So it's going to, you remember what, two years ago, it was like fucking 7 degrees.
Yeah.
At the Army Navy game. We're sitting there and it's like, all right, we're fuck. This is not worth it.
Is it in Massachusetts this year?
I don't think it's in Philly. It's somewhere
else. Yeah, it switched, right? Bob, where is the Army Navy game this year? It wasn't Philly.
I think they rotate, right? So it's either New York, Baltimore, or Philly. Yeah, but the last three have been Philly.
In Philly. Okay. The last three were in Philly, I think.
We went to two of them in Philly and it was a blast.
Yeah.
Their tailgate setup there at Philly is fun, man.
We had a good time in Philly.
Yeah, I was.
This one's in Philly as well.
Oh, it is. Oh, is it? All right, great.
I think it's going to be in Virginia sometime in the next couple of years.
It's going to be in Massachusetts too at some point. They just announced the next like 6 years or whatever the fuck they're doing.
That's a fun game, man. I tell people all the time. I'm like, dude, if that's not on your bucket list, it should be. Just to see it in person and 100%. See everybody go nuts, man.
Next year's at Gillette.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be fun. Boston.
Then it's in.
That'll be cold.
Then it's in DC at the fucking Redskins place.
All right,
we're definitely going to that one too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Scott about that.
Gillette is a tough one, man. Just because there's nothing close to it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been to that stadium actually.
Yeah, have you ever even been to Foxborough before?
No, never went to Foxborough.
For a team that's been. For four teams that have been this successful for this long, mm-hmm. right? Like the Bruins and Celtics have had ups and downs. I guess the Patriots have had a couple years where they weren't great. But for the most part, the Red Sox, look, they won over the last 20 years, they've won multiple championships, usually a playoff contender, and we all know what the Patriots have done. And they haven't, it's almost like where the Packers stadium is. You know what I mean? It's like there's nothing fucking around. Build a goddamn destination for one of the best sports franchises that exists. In their case, in Boston, it's one of the best sports cities. Like, the Garden and all that shit is cool, but out in Foxborough, like, what the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah, I enjoy going to Boston, too. It's a blast, but I don't even know where that is in relation to the city.
It's like 45 minutes away, at least. Mm.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you do that?
And think about this.
Real estate too high?
Well, it's the same thing that fucking San Francisco did. Or the 49ers. Yeah, it sucks. They're in Santa Clara now.
That's a good 50-minute drive from San Francisco.
It's 58 minutes from Boston to Foxborough.
Yeah, what I've heard, too, is Foxborough is just an absolute beating to try to get to and out.
Yeah.
Like in and out on game day. Just
so I don't understand why they're going to do the game up there. I mean...
I don't either. Like I know they wanted to switch.
The link is the fucking perfect. They just have it Philly every year.
I know.
Like just the surrounding area.
It is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, they could do it at Jerry World and shit too, but tailgate. They only do it in places where there's military bases, right?
Mm-hmm. Like is there one up there?
Well, Philly's close to
Boston.
Annapolis.
But Boston.
I'm sure there's a Navy base up there, yeah.
And okay.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. But
yeah, that's a strange one. Either way, we're going back to Philly this year. That'll be a blast.
Hey.
I like Philly, dude. I'm not going to shit on it.
No, Philly's cool.
Downtown Philly, they've cleaned up, and it's nice. I've enjoyed it the last... Dan and I have gone, 3 or 4 years in a row?
Not last year.
No, pre-COVID, obviously, but it was always a great time.
As long as you don't get robbed by 15-year-olds on dirt bikes.
I'm not even worried about that.
I don't care about that either.
Yeah. It's more Baltimore.
No, that's Philly.
Yeah, Baltimore's got...
Now, Baltimore, I don't give a shit to ever go to again.
Camden Yards is pretty fucking dope.
It is, but you're in the middle of...
Dude, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's just, you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen.
you don't know if you're going to be alive.
You don't know if you'll be running around with no shoes in the middle of the night, being chased, you know?
That is one of my favorite... from my hooligan days, one of my favorite power moves was to take somebody's shoes.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's really... You can there's a lot of things that can happen to you that you can explain... Right, but it's hard for a grown man to explain how he lost his shoes. You sound like a child. They took my shoes, man. Like, what?
It's real shameful.
Yeah, it is.
It's real shameful. I had a buddy blackout at the Ohio State game maybe 3 or 4 years ago, just on the front porch. And now the place he lives is nice. And he woke up without shoes. Shoes were gone, and they took his belt too, which was fun.
Someone stole his shit.
Yeah, off of him. Wow. And he was sleeping on the porch. I mean, he was out cold. So they got his wallet, his belt, and his shoes.
Yeah, that's just disrespectful.
Well, but it's pretty fucking funny where you're just like, hey, dude, you're that blackout. You don't know somebody's taking off your belt.
Bro.
We've
all been there. We've all been there.
Outside the house, though?
Oh, probably.
Where's Kyle? Where's College Park? That's where you went to school, right?
Yeah, Maryland.
Where is it though?
It is right north of DC.
Yeah, right on the border of DC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's kind of is it one of the dicey areas or one of the suburb areas?
College Park is incredibly dicey.
Okay. So it's not like Silver Spring or any of that bullshit.
No, it's close. I mean, it's not far from Bethesda, Silver Spring, but it's pretty bad. And there's a massive group of MS-13
out there
in that area.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
In DC?
And just in a part of
I didn't know that.
Area. Yeah.
I hate going to DC. Do you enjoy it? I'm sure you go a lot, right?
I lived there for, you know, a couple of years. I mean, I don't know, man. I enjoyed it, right? Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it because I just like food. I like being able to just move around without having a car.
If you go to the right places, it's not bad. If you go to the fucking, like, the local bars downtown, it's like everybody is talking. They're all politics. The most important people in the world.
Yes.
Yeah. And they think that this one fucking committee thing they're working on right now is the most important thing that's ever happened. It's just like, shut the fuck up. I came here to make bad decisions, not to hear about the ones you're making right now.
Yeah. And it's all the same. Like, they all sit in like cliques where it's like Republicans, Democrats. All they talk about is politics. It reminds me of Hollywood. It's Hollywood, but for politicians. Well,
it's more like the OC with politics, to be honest. It's like a fucking high school thing. It's the cliques, and it's not even like right-left cliques even all the time. It's just weird cliques, and then one group of people will walk into the bar, and everyone's like, oh, you, that was? God, you're a bunch of cunts. Shut the fuck up, man.
The other part about it, too, is none of them wanted the jobs they currently had. So
they're all ladder climbers, yeah.
Yeah. When I was there, I was there to go to and talk to Congress and Senate.
Yeah.
And a car drove through the lobby of our hotel. So they were like, "Hey, it's gonna have to be. It's gonna be a couple hours before you check in." I was like, "No problem. Let me get a fun video, and then I'll go." And I was like, "Where's a restaurant near here?" They pointed me to this restaurant. I went over there, and that's what I saw. It was the same thing Dan was describing.
But there's a ton of great restaurants there.
There is.
100%.
Like, there is.
Fucking Haleo is one of my favorite restaurants
in the
world.
But since I had 2 hours to kill, I got to overhear all of these conversations for 2 hours, and I was like, holy shit. And none of them wanted the current jobs they had. They were talking about what they were going to do afterwards. So some people were just working there to work for Congress and Senate so they could get recommendations or recommendation letters to go on and do other jobs. In real life, some of them actually did want to move up and become a Congress, you know, person or a senator or something like that. And I was like, "All right, cool, but do any of you actually do what you want to do right now?"
And it didn't seem like it. Dude, think about this: like, you're working for, you know, a senator or a congressman, congresswoman. You're literally, you get there an hour before they get there. You stay there 3 hours after they get there to prep for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You carry things. You sit there. You have to know everyone that they're talking to, more than likely, because if that, you know, person you work for is like, who's this, who's that? So depending on the job, and then if you're on a bottom, so you work, right, for that person in front of you. So it just sucks. But a lot of these folks do it because, you know, I think they have good intentions, a lot of them. Like, hey, I'm going to serve. And they get into the business and realize, like, holy crap, like, this is, I'll never get out of this unless I have a very clear game plan.
Mm.
And what you see is, man, if you're successful there, if you suck it up, like those folks you're probably hearing, the Boeings, the Lockheeds, the Raytheons, they're going to, you know, government affairs team is going to start pulling these people because they have connections. They know how, you know, the Capitol Hill operates. They know the right people to go talk to. They know about policies. And so these people go from making no money and hating their lives to getting, you know, $250,000 base salary. So
without any real skill other than just knowing people.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the time.
Well, it's politics. Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
What politics is. Yeah. And you ever look at politicians and you ask yourself, like, how are you, like, making these type of decisions or recommendations? Like, what have you done in your life to get you here to be now a subject matter experts enough that you can impact a policy? Like, that's just absolutely completely fascinating.
And the starting salary for congressional aide is like $32,000.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's not Hollywood. If you're an agent's assistant, but
tops out at like 60, I think.
Okay.
Right. So it's not like there's that's not an end state for anybody, I don't think.
It's hard to live like that in DC, man. It's so expensive.
Oh, yeah, AOC told us all about that.
She sure did. She's
got a $140,000 Tesla, but it's hard to find an apartment in DC.
Yeah, she's barely scraping by, you know. God bless her. With you, like, I'm always curious, because you are a Medal of Honor recipient, has anybody ever asked you to run? Where they're like, hey, dude, just based on who you are and everything else, like, that would seem like a layup to be a congressman.
It's funny because, you know, I took a lot of shit for in 2016 when I, you know, went and spoke at a Democratic National Convention, right? Mm-hmm. Took a lot of shit from my lost friends over that. And as a Republican my entire life, that was just the right move for me, right? And we can get into that if we want, but I have had a lot of people ask me to run or think I should run or make recognition by running, but I'll never. You know, there's zero chance that I'll ever run. And the reason behind that, and I asked this, you know, to the president, which was when you first got into this gig, right? This was like your dream and Obama. Are you doing what you expected to be doing, right? Because at a certain point, you have to sell your soul to the party. You have to sell your soul to your donors, right? And
what was his answer?
He just kind of chuckled and then was just like, listen, you know, so you got to make sacrifices, you know, but I'm out here trying to do the best I can.
I mean, you can sacrifice your time, your body. You can sacrifice finances. What you can't sacrifice is your ethics and honor, and that's what people in politics do. This is what he's saying. He refuses to do that.
Yeah.
It's not for me. I think I can have more of an impact behind the scenes, and that's what the smart ones do, in my personal opinion. So, you know, just kind of in the shadows.
So you're going to be Karl Rove then.
Yeah. Right?
No?
Yeah, be a nice little Karl Rove dude up there.
Or,
but I'm not that interested, if that makes sense. Like, I'm more interested in helping support our veteran community, right? That's just, to me, that's where my passion is. I don't have that passion to be in politics. It's just not me. So I think I'd be a terrible politician because I would be focusing on just things I really like.
I think it would be a very fun and rewarding experience if it operated as intended, right? Well, like if it was you get your term limited. So you go to DC for a short amount of time and do whatever the fuck. And you come back instead of coming back having fucked over the country a bunch, and then eventually losing or never leaving politics in the first place, you come back seen as something more like people that were in war. You know what I mean? Like you went and served your country and now you're coming back.
Yeah.
And there's some respect to that. But if somebody's like, oh yeah, I used to be in Congress, like, oh man, you must be a piece of shit.
Right.
But it's funny. I'm seeing more and more veterans, you know, going in and making a commitment, try to become a politician. And I think that's good. That's a good thing. Because there's one thing that I'm a firm believer in the military. It's that there's no other job in the world, you know, not even firefighter, not even police officer. There's really no other job in the world where you can take absolutely completely different people from all parts of the world, right? I'm talking about white, black, gay, straight, you know, atheist, Christian, Muslims, GED, you know, PhD, whatever you want to call it. And then put them into one environment, put them in the same uniform, and then deploy them across the world to go fight some random people we could classify as bad. And then these people who are potentially Democrat, Republican, find a way to work with each other. But not only that, but love each other to the point where they're willing to die for each other. That's the one thing I fell in love with the military about. It's like, I couldn't believe it, right? I had a guy, you know, I had guys from Mexico. I'm French, right?
Latinx,
yeah, I apologize. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you have dudes from, you know, guys with master's degrees. You had guys with GEDs, all around the world, right? And here they are sitting together, and they're like, holy shit. We kind of don't like each other, but we're going to figure out a way to, like, work each other. And that turns into, hey, man, I really like them, and now you're in my wedding and things like that. We forget that, man. As soon as we leave the military, we forget that.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, that person's my enemy again. It's like, nah, fuck no, dude. You willing to die for him.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. I mean, look, the other people who believe differently than you politically are never your enemy. That's not how that works, right? It's always the guy. It's, wow, that's really coming down.
There was a storm that, yeah.
Anybody that's trying to, like, anybody that's trying to convince you of something, like, especially if they're trying to convince you to dislike someone else, that person is an asshole. It's the same in the Mean Girls movies, not just the one called Mean Girls, but all that Mean Girl bullshit. It's the same in every fucking business movie you've ever seen where one partner is trying to turn another partner against their third partner or whatever the fuck, right? The person that's in the trenches trying to influence how you feel about somebody else, especially in a negative way, that person is a piece of shit. And all they're trying to do is distract you so they can reach into your wallet. That's all that ever is.
Yeah,
you can't pay attention to that shit.
It's funny because I lost a couple of friends when I spoke at the Democratic National Convention, you know, back in the day when Hillary was running and when Trump was running. And the reason I did that is because when I got blown up in August of 2012,
a month later, one of the guys next door was from Benghazi, right? And so, and I got to spend a lot of time with him, and we chatted about what happened there, and he gave me his perspective, and which is not what I heard from the media at all, right? And everybody was blaming her. I was like, okay, whatever. I thought there's another person to blame. That's the president of the United States, to be honest with you, in that case. But, you know, that's who am I to be a subject matter expert? And then I saw her over the course of the next year and a half, at almost like every month on a Saturday, she'd come in and go talk to Gold Star families, or she'll go talk to wives and, you know, the women, right? And no fanfare. So in my head, the way I was thinking about it is like, I could not associate with Trump. I couldn't do it, right? Everything about me just couldn't do it. Because this guy voted for as a Democrat his entire life, and now he's coming in. The way I saw it was hijacking my Republican Party.
A lot of people felt that way about Bernie Sanders on the left as well. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just that they hated democratic socialism. They just thought he was hijacking the party.
So, I mean, that's how I felt, right? And the crazy part is that, so I'm here, I am. I'm trying to figure out, I was like, man, I have the opportunity to vote. So that's my right. And I was trying to pick somebody, and I was like, I'll go here. And so when I went and spoke, it wasn't about like, hey, anti-Trump or none of that stuff. I would never do that. It was about veterans. So I spoke for fucking 60 seconds. And then all these people made this whole thing. He's anti-Trump, anti-this. I was like, I never said that. I never went and said his name ever. Ever. I never said anything wrong about him, right? My preference as an American to go vote this way. Dude, people crushed me. There was a whole website calling me like an Al-Qaeda kid, you know, me and Obama being like, you know, Al-Qaeda people and stuff. It was crazy. But...
Well, you know, looking back at it in hindsight, it was such a polarizing time, especially that election. Things were so fucking intense and it was so divided that no matter which side you were on, right or left, you were getting crucified either way.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't know unless you're going through it. And, well, happen to be going through it at that point, you know?
I'd do it all over again. You know why? This is the creepiest thing that's ever happened in my life. NSYNC or a Backstreet Boys, Lance Bass, right?
Yeah.
He was in the crowd right in front of me when I spoke, and he stared at me. And I felt so weird this entire time. Here I am, like I'm speaking at the National Democratic Convention, and it's fucking Lance Bass, like staring at me. And I'm like, that's fucking Lance Bass.
Yeah, dude.
That's really weird. And in the back room,
Did you chat with him?
No, didn't. Chatted, who was in there? Chloe Moretz, that actress.
Chloe Grace Moretz. Yeah. Giorgio loves her.
From Kick-Ass.
Yeah, from Kick-Ass. I actually had dinner with her and her brothers about a month later. I saw Perry, what's her name? I'm fucking...
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry was there. Yep. A couple cool people were there.
Yeah, that was the year of the fucking Katy Perry bodysuit.
Sure was.
Fucking whatever she wore. It was the H with the... arrow on it,
yeah, right? The Hillary
or whatever
that was, the Hillary slogan for sure.
But dude, you go to these things for a party. Snoop Dogg, I went to the Snoop Dogg concert, or private party after. That was a fucking blast.
Dude, people don't know how much money they spend behind the scenes and all that shit. That year in particular too was when every rock star or pop star got together, and then we're like, we're getting Hillary in office, and we're gonna perform all over. And they were doing shows up until the night before. I remember, I think it was North Carolina that was a swing state back then. I think Springsteen had played, or Lady Gaga. And I mean, they went all out for that shit back then. And it was pretty crazy.
But I think that experience alone sort of guided me towards, like, I'd never want to be in this position again. Like, I just don't want to be it. I didn't like it because people, you know, it's the media, right? Mm. And it's social media, sorry. And it's like, they'll fucking shit on you. They've never met you. But for 60 seconds, man, right there, they're forming an opinion on you, and you're a piece of shit. And they will do everything to destroy you. And so I was like, you know what? It's not for me.
Yeah.
Give a fuck, but it's not for me.
Who are you looking forward to then in 2024?
Man, I'm actually just looking forward to just seeing who the hell wants to even run.
Yeah.
Right? I think this is going to be probably the most fascinating election.
Oh, yeah.
Because is Biden going to go again? Right? Question number one.
Is he still going to be alive?
I mean, that's a question. Part of the whole question, right? Does he want to continue doing this? Is his health going to be there? Right?
He would be 82 when he ran.
That's getting pretty old. That's getting pretty old.
No shit. I mean, but you got to ask the question: would he make it to 86 for 4 years? Like,
I hope so, because my dad's 84. So I bet I want my dad to go to 88.
Yeah, but your dad isn't cranking out 18-hour White House days. True. You know? No. That shit fucks you up.
It is unbelievable.
Not that he's doing it. for sure.
Right, he's
in a fucking basement, like with a shawl on his lap for sure right now.
I did say this though, because I was just there. He was there. To his credit, he was there.
Look, I met Biden. I know Biden. I'm part of the American Battle Monument Commission, which is like a huge honor to be able to serve that, because all you take care of is the monuments and cemeteries for our warriors around the world. And I'll say this, and I said this to President Trump, Obama, whoever is in the seat, I support. Right, that's just me. I know I'm in a minority of it. Right, I have my opinions, but I'll give my opinions of that individual when they leave.
I don't think so. I think if the country is going well, nobody really wants to rock the boat. Dan talks about it all the time. It usually comes down to how it's doing fiscally.
The economy is the number one predictor of
somebody's
vote.
I'll never shit on anybody if the country's doing well at all. Because look, you take me. I'm a Republican, right?
Yeah.
I didn't like Bush. I thought the country was rolling during the Clinton years, because that was .com and all that other stuff, and everybody was doing well financially. Fine. Bush, an unnecessary war, and a lot of people didn't like him. I didn't like Obama. I don't like Obamacare, and all that other shit. Policy wise, I thought Trump did a very good job, but then, speaking in Twitter wise, not so good of a job.
Yeah.
Biden, country's not going great right now. We're in a recession that nobody wants to talk about, and now we're redefining it, and then we're just giving money away to Ukraine and other shit. The Green New Deal, which is disguised as the Inflation Act and all that other shit. I don't think that's going to be great. I'm looking for somebody in 2024 that, would at least bring us back in the right direction. But I'm with you. Who that is, I don't know. On the Republican side, I think it's DeSantis probably.
That's the thing. That's probably the one thing I'm really looking forward to is he going to run? Is he going to run if Trump runs?
Oh boy, they just had an article about this over the weekend. They were
I think he's right now.
But do you want to get steamrolled by all that is Trump when you're probably one of the best candidates
I don't think he would, as long as he doesn't say negative shit about Trump. If he stuck to policy and really disciplined, you got to be really you have to have your whole team disciplined as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
But do that, and then if Trump blows up at him, then Trump loses that interaction because he just sits there and takes it.
Also, right. Do you want to elect a dude who's such a bitch he won't run against someone in a primary? After that, later?
See, I don't see it that way. I think you got to be smart, right?
And he's young too. He's 46.
Exactly. And to him, it's like this: is do I want to start a battle and start disconnecting now from a whole group of people that potentially would vote for me? Mm-hmm. At least, definitely in 2028.
Yeah.
Right.
It'd be a much different story if Trump didn't control so much of the conservative side.
That's why it's so hard to see what's going to understand what's going to happen, because somebody's going to have to give on that side. Otherwise, I'm with you. I don't think DeSantis gets involved in,
I think the only way DeSantis gets involved is this.
If Trump is there.
Even if Trump runs. If he truly believes that if Trump runs and the next 4 years during his presidency, right, destroy the party, and that's going to make him a guaranteed loss in 2028, and he feels like, I'll take my shot now. I'm going to piss off some people, but I'm going to do it the right way. In the end, if I win, they're all going to come towards me, right? And maybe even if he does beat, Trump in primaries, then Trump will endorse him, right? Or just support him. Then he's a big winner there. But
I mean, it would be hard for Trump to not endorse him regardless of what happened, right? Because their policies are pretty much a mirror of one another.
And he lives in his state.
Yeah.
So,
it'd be like, what would you say? What would Trump have to say negative about DeSantis? You know what I mean?
That he rigged the election?
Who the fuck knows?
He said the same thing when Cruz won Iowa.
Yeah.
It's not the 2020 wasn't the first time he said that.
Right.
He says that all the time. So, and he sank the fucking Georgia Senate races by saying, don't vote. It's a bullshit system. So,
I think Georgia's blue anyways, man. And it's my home state. I just think they're fucking blue anyways. Yeah, it was getting closer over the years. And then it finally tipped.
It's hard to say how many people didn't vote also in the general election because of all the anti mail-in voting press they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
know what I mean, I don't know that necessarily helped their cause. Why? Explain this to me. So you have, let's say the election was next month and I think they may be up to something with voting. Why am I spending campaign dollars on that? Like, what's the expected outcome of that? Like, hey, they're trying to rig it, so you better show up and vote. That's an incongruous statement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a game that you can't win. Go play. Nobody would fucking do that. So they're just logically speaking, quite a few people didn't go vote who would have voted for Trump because of all that bullshit. You have to assume that is the case. Right?
I do. And I also think Georgia in particular has pretty weak candidates on the Republican side.
Those are runoffs, right? So that was
right,
later.
Right. But even like, look at now, Herschel Walker is the,
yeah,
the primary winner. He's up against whoever the fuck it is. Ossoff or... Is it him or...
No, he's up against Warnock. Who is Warnock, the okay, way weaker, I mean, this candidate.
This is what pisses me off, man. I'm like, what happened to the party? Like,
it's Herschel Walker. I think a lot of it, if you look at it, look up in Pennsylvania with Dr. Oz, for example, like, I think he's going to get beat in Pennsylvania. When you start going towards these celebrities... because,
it's a personality cult.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right,
what it is.
And,
yeah,
and so that's so, when it gets tough. Whereas we've had a lot of people on this show who have come in with great ideas and, hey, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and this. They've all lost. Nobody's won yet who's been on this show, which is pretty fucking wild to me, because we've had a lot on over the years.
Keep track.
Yeah. Well, you want somebody right, maybe, to win maybe, and be like, hey, dude, because right now it's a fucking curse. Like, if you come on Drinking Bros, you're going to lose. So we'll see. Joe Kent is up. I think he might win.
He'll probably win, yeah.
I'd like to see Joe Kent win up there. But and then I think Alex Garlados made it through again. He was pretty close last time.
He's in Minnesota,
time,
right?
No, he's in
Washington.
Or Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's doing good. And he's in it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
So I like Alec, and I believe in everything he's doing.
Good.
Whereas most of these other people, where you're just like, man, why the fuck are you there? What are you doing? Like, who was the wheelchair kid in North
Madison.
Carolina? Yeah, Madison Cawthorn. It's like, all right.
Dude.
What are you doing
I
here?
Just saw him.
Did you really?
Yeah, randomly, I was at the Capitol for Woody Williams Lang.
Mm. Yeah.
I saw him wheel himself out. You know, it's just like, huh.
Maybe
that's
he'll,
the kid.
Maybe he'll run for governor of Texas.
What?
Just change one.
We
out,
love wheelchairs here, dude. Yeah.
Dude.
It goes from one wheelchair to another.
Come on, man.
Yeah, what?
No, I don't want him to be.
It goes from one wheelchair to another, and that's what Texas is now. If you don't have a wheelchair, you're not going to be governor of our state. No. I'm sorry.
But this is what happens to a party by the... So the Democratic Party has been pushing social agenda shit and economic agenda shit hardcore for 30 years, trying to get shit done, trying to pass healthcare, which started in the early 90s with Hillary Clinton on the stump for that shit, finally got that done. They've been pushing for Green New Deals, finally got that shit done. All this stuff, they've been working towards a common goal. What the fuck have conservatives done in the past 30 years except for preside over the largest expansion of the federal government in the history of this country? What have they done? What conservative thing have they done?
I mean, look.
Except for Trump putting conservative justices on the bench, but I'm not even sure how I feel about that. You know what I mean?
Like, what do you mean?
Like that's I don't, a politicized bench is not a very good idea.
Well, it's been like that. That's been the system for how many fucking years? It's always the president.
30 maybe. No, it's always the president that appoints them. Yeah, but it's like these
you gotta go through
these litmus,
you gotta go through the whole
these litmus tests for different fucking political agenda items shouldn't have anything to do with fucking the court.
Yeah, but it is now, and that's all the Supreme Court is.
I mean, it's like you go through 8 years, 7 years of school to get your Juris Doctorate, you go serve as an attorney, then become a judge, and you serve as a judge for a while, then you become a Supreme Court justice. What about that entitles you to an opinion, a political opinion, over everybody in the fucking country? It's about the law and how the law is applied, not political opinions.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean?
But that's become the gig now, essentially.
Well, then we should dissolve the Supreme Court, just like every other fucking federal agency.
Yeah. And we might get there someday.
Oh, I hope so. I can't fucking wait for that shit.
We you might know, get there someday.
You know who's not afraid of all this shit going away are people who can take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Right? So the, I guess the immunization to this whole fucking chaotic country we live in is just learn to take care of yourself. Then you don't have to worry about what happens.
Hmm. That's by the way, that's what we're talking about in Rogan. That was funny.
But you know, that comment earlier though, that's, I think I'm in a minority when I say this. I truly say this, like, in terms of supporting the president, you know, the acting president. That is, maybe I'm an idiot, you know, but that's just the way I look at it. Now, I'm okay to go out there and judge a president, you know, a past president. And,
sure.
You know, but, like, it's the, we've just lost this common sense. And I'm not talking about,
call it out, right? You see it. This is what you do. Like, you call it out. But, like, I'm talking about, like, having dinner conversations with my friends. We knew nothing about nothing. Mm-hmm. And they were here shitting on presidents, whatever it was, Trump, what is Biden, Obama. And you're like, man, you're not, you're reading the dumb fucking news, mm-hmm. right? You're believing that stuff. And then that is now your opinion, and you're spreading it across everybody. It's like a virus. Mm-hmm. And it drives me crazy. So that's why I just stay away from it.
Yeah. I think you should root for every president who's in office. You just want the country to succeed.
Well, I root for the country. I don't give a fuck about that guy.
Right, but he's, whether you like it or not, he's the leader.
Right. I'm not rooting for, I don't root for the person. Mm. I root for the position, yeah. because that's the country.
Yes.
Yeah. And you, I mean, by the way, that doesn't mean I don't get pissed off. Right. Yeah. But I'm like, shit, all right. Let's do better. If it's all fucked up, let's do better next time. We just can't seem to be doing
that. I really
think
we should start voting on policy and not on politicians. We should start voting on policy as a country, and we should hire people to do the policy part, but not at $450,000 a year or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? None of that bullshit. Like, you're the CEO of this super successful company. We're going to use, we're going to fucking, borrow you for a couple of years. You're going to run the country for whatever fucking pay we give you, and then you go back. That's it. The end. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Like, what the fuck are we doing? We're having popularity contests to decide about 500 people to make fucking moral and ethical decisions for our country. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Why? I don't understand how anybody is okay with any of this shit.
Well, it's been the system forever, and I don't know how it gets broken at this point. And then the other part about this is, let's say you were to be able to vote on your phone, right? On an app where you're just like, all right, great. Here's the policy. We're all going to vote for this. Don't you think that with as many people that live in California, it would all be left no matter what? Like, you could never pass anything conservative, right?
I don't know. It's a tough one.
A tricky one, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody says that all the time. The difference would be California, more than likely. Because I think there's, 40 million or 42 million people that live
40,
there?
40 or so, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah. And they, because I've heard this debate, too, where it's just like, let's just vote on the policies. And they were like, well, can we take out California?
No.
And
then, so you do this based on the fucking Constitution of the United States, which says everything not right here goes back to the state level. So California can do whatever the fuck it wants, right? But if it's not something specifically enumerated in the Constitution as a responsibility of the federal government, then no, it's not votes per state. That's they can do that in their own state, sure. And they do. They have ballot measures every year in California.
Yeah.
But it under no circumstances should people in disparate geographical and political locations be deciding things for other people.
Yeah.
That's the entire point of federalism.
You know what's crazy? That we talk about you know presidents, and we talk about the Senate, Congress, but like local politics are so important, right? For the way you live your
They're
life.
They're dirtier, by the way, than federal.
They get away with everything.
Oh, it's
like,
fucking
right?
gnarly, dude.
And local politics are so important, and people just don't give a shit.
It's because it's not about principles. It's a fucking popularity contest. It's a personality cult.
Yeah.
And it puts you in, I say this all the time on this and Citizen, this show and Citizen, it puts you in a position where you have to defend shitty behavior because you've now aligned yourself with this party or this person. Fuck that, man. That doesn't make any sense.
But that's the system we have in place
right
now.
It's not. It's the way the system is being used, but that is not the system we have in place. Not even close.
But you have to vote and you have to pick a party, essentially, in order to get something passed or done.
There's nothing in the Constitution about political parties, my man.
I understand. Why do we have them?
That's a good question. James Madison tried to shut it down, but didn't work out. It happened because, man, I mean, a lot of it is Alexander Hamilton. Like pushing.
I watched the play. I don't believe it.
Well,
he was a great rapper.
No, but they didn't like rap back then. So it's like, well, we're going to start our own faction and we're just going to play fiddle music or whatever the fuck they listen to.
Yeah.
Tri-corner hats versus like the Davy Crockett hat.
Yeah.
You know? And now it's here we are.
But I think this is going to be the most interesting election in a long time. I'm more interesting.
24 or this midterm coming up?
The midterm.
Midterms are going to be crazy.
Yeah. We're doing a live show that night. That'll be nuts.
Yeah. Midterms are going to be crazy. I think people are going to wake up the next day and be like, oh, there's a different direction.
One direction, maybe.
One direction.
Oh,
hopefully Harry Styles
it.
Is back. Yeah. It's called a callback joke in the biz. Look, I think Senate's going to be close, and I think it'll be down to one seat. I think Congress they'll easily get. I think Republicans will easily win that. But Senate is the tough one, only because, like I was saying earlier with the candidates, you got Dr. Oz out of Pennsylvania, not good.
Yeah.
Herschel Walker out of Georgia, not good.
I actually think Oz is going to win.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. That guy, do you know anything about that guy, the Fetterman guy who's running there?
Yeah.
I know that he's a fucking union hack.
Yeah, he is. He's a strange one, man. And he is a man of the people there. Like he looks is. Like
they love him.
They
there.
Love him they there. Do. And he reminds everybody of somebody's dad who's just out in the streets. Like, you ever seen one of his speeches?
Yeah.
He shows up in gym shorts.
Yeah.
He's got a hoodie on usually.
He's tall as fuck.
He's a big dude.
There are no smart. There's not one member of Congress like that. There's a fucking reason for it. It's the same reason there's not gonna be a fucking President Kyle. You know what I mean? Like, whatever fucking people like in their off time and like, oh, you should have a beer with him. That's not how people vote. They don't vote like that.
He's lieutenant governor.
He's lieutenant governor now. If it's on my bookie, by the way, my money would be on Fetterman to win.
He's going
to
win.
Pretty easily, yeah. I think.
I think over... So here's what's going to happen over the next couple of months. Millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars are going to get pumped into that specific race. And the only people that are backing Fetterman are the teachers unions, and their budget's limited. Like, there's a new dark money fucking spooky pack that just popped up for the conservatives with $1.6 billion just from one guy.
Who right. was it? Do we know?
I don't know.
Okay.
There's an article on CNN about it right now.
Yeah, but you're not factoring in how unlikable Dr. Oz is.
Yes.
And that's fine. But again, it's like fucking a pretty haircut will get you a long way in politics, bud. Like, it really will.
We'll find out. I think it's going to come down to Ohio seats in Senate. It's J.D. Vance there. That's the guy that they're really pumping money into now. And I think that will be the swing state for Senate. But I think they'll get the House back. I just think candidate-wise, Dr. Oz and Herschel Walker aren't going to do it. Well, Herschel forgot about 14 kids that he had.
Dude, I don't even want to talk about Herschel Walker.
It's
a waste of time.
It's a symptom of what I'm talking about. Like, a guy like that would never have made it to this position unless it was just a fucking personality cult. That's the only reason.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Right? So I think you should have to take an IQ test first. And you have to play... You need a 120 IQ at minimum to serve any fucking anywhere.
I agree, but that would probably nuke out 3/4 already.
There we go. Right?
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be something. And then maybe some personality tests to see if they're a fucking sociopath.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll find out. Take a look at that.
We'll find out. That'll be a fun night, though.
We'll be
doing a live show
night.
Here.
It'll be a good night.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Do you vote? Do you go out and vote?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
what do you mean? Do you go out and vote?
Some people don't vote.
No, I vote. I vote.
I vote, too.
No matter what, I
go and vote.
You know why I vote? And I don't care if you do or don't, right? I'm not the type of guy to be like, you didn't vote, so fuck you, right? I vote because I know that at least I can look at myself in the mirror and be like, I made my choice. Am I happy with it? Maybe, right? But I play my part.
Same. And I think we are who we vote for. And if there's a problem with it, it's like, well, that's what the fucking country decided, I guess. But at least I voted.
But I have friends who don't vote, and they have some really good reasons behind it sometimes, right? It's just like, I cannot, you know, see myself supporting any of them. And so because I'm so removed from it, I'm going to just let the country decide.
Okay.
And I'll follow through.
And then they're fine with the decisions, right?
I don't know. It's still a bitch, but...
but that's what it always is.
Yeah.
That's what it always is.
Like, this whole world is all a bunch of infantrymen. Mm. Yeah, it's just, you know, we just go out there and complain about everything that's in front of us.
Throw fucking rocks at each other when we're bored.
Yeah, literally. That's exactly what we did.
Rocks or pine cones, one of the two. If you're Fort Bragg, it's pine cones because they're everywhere.
That's funny. Now's the point in the show we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week, which is someone who has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
My dad. You know, he adopted me. He gave me his name. He's a man of very few words, but when I needed the best advice, he gave it to me, even though sometimes it wasn't what I wanted to hear. He showed up at every fucking game. When he wasn't traveling for work, every soccer game or judo or track meet, he was there in college too. You know, he dedicated a lot of his life for me to give me these opportunities. So, you know, if I wasn't for him, I'd still be in France and I wasn't going in the right direction out there. The opportunities were very different. So I'm very grateful to him. And one of my goals in life is to make sure I fucking, you know, earn his name.
Right? Yeah.
So
There's a lot of mimes in France. Is that what you're involved in?
No, it's other stuff. The stuff that you were talking about earlier. Just kidding. It wasn't.
Knifing people?
Definitely knifing people. I think I almost got knifed once. Yeah.
Street crime.
Did you?
Yeah. He's fucking. Well, so I love my dad, but sometimes he wasn't thinking. So I live in. It's when I got the medal, they wrote this article from the ghetto of Paris to the, you know, to the White House. And I was like, man, I live in the ghetto. So we went back and I checked where I lived. You know, you're talking about bars and windows. Mm-hmm. The you know, double-sided doors, full metal. Like, you're like, yeah, I grew up here. Wow. It sucked. But then I remembered he brought me a jersey or I think a t-shirt, a Chicago Bulls thing. And I went outside and it lasted about 35 minutes before I was that guy. I still had my shoes, but.
They took your shirt?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Was it a Rodman jersey behind me?
No,
behind
I think it was a Pippen jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to be cruising around with fresh Jordans on.
No, sure. I didn't have the Jordans would never happen. But, yeah. I mean, it was like, I think it was like a fake jersey. It wasn't even like a real jersey, but it was a jersey. And they knew that, you know, my mom was dating some American, so they just kept looking for me. They stole my Game Boy once, but I went to war for that. Oh, yeah. I went. So I fought a lot because of him. But I guess maybe a little tougher.
Yeah. Well, Rodman's going to go free Brittany Griner, so we're good on that.
Hey, dude. Hey, he says he's going to do it. He's going to do it.
What if he shows up and brings her back, dude?
He probably will. That's the funniest part of this whole thing.
Then he transitions and they team up on the Mercury next year and win the title.
Fuck yeah,
dude. How fucking dope would that be?
Be great. He'd still give you 18 boards a game.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Well, easily. Against... who's the tallest woman in the WNBA?
Yeah, but I think
WNBA.
He's 60 now,
I think,
right?
It's Griner.
It's Griner,
what is
yeah.
she, like 6'7 or something?
No, she's like 6'8, 6'9.
Maybe that's yeah, he's why 6'7. He's going to, maybe yeah. that's why he's going to get her, is to train against her.
Yeah.
No, I just think it's funny.
It's like Rocky.
He does it. If he actually goes and does it, I think that dude, I mean, North Korea and Russia.
What a crazy life.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the first time something like this has happened. A lot of people don't remember because they weren't born when this shit happened. But some of our students got kidnapped in Iran, right, mm-hmm. back in the day. And it wasn't Jimmy Carter who got them out. As a matter of fact, it was a huge embarrassment to him that just after he lost re-election, Jesse Jackson got him out.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So it's like celebrities in America getting people out of bad situations to the detriment of the sitting president. It's something that happens here.
I don't know. I mean, but yeah, that's a fair point. In this case, I just think it's comical, right? Rodman's not going to do anything to get hurt back, right?
He's going to cross up Putin and fucking dunk on his ass.
I think
he's
might
a foot
dunk
taller
up.
Than Vladimir Putin. Come
huge.
On, man.
He's a huge man.
And by the way, Putin is a huge fan of America shit. Like, he'll say he's not, but like all these fucking all these European leaders especially love one sport or another. It's some sport in America, and it's usually basketball.
Basketball's big in Russia.
Well, I guarantee you, he plays hockey with the Russian team, so he's probably fucking glued to the NHL.
Oh,
he's the greatest hockey player of all time.
He actually does literally Kim Jong-il it.
He scored 8 goals in an all-star game or something like that.
Yeah, against like Ovechkin and shit.
Oh, he made Ovechkin look like a dummy out there.
Yeah, Ovechkin might be the goals leader after this season.
Oh, yeah.
All he's time? Getting close.
All
yeah.
time, yeah. He's all getting time? Really close.
Hell of a player, man.
Yeah, and then you think about how he got just smashed by Putin. That's how good Putin is.
I know. Now, think about that. So if Putin played in the NHL, he would have beat Gretzky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was not even close.
What's that movie? Dictator with
yeah.
You know what I'm talking Franco, about? Yeah, when he wins the Olympics, right?
Yeah. I fucking love that movie.
Same. How old is
Rodman? Especially when they're singing that Katy Perry song at the end, it's so fucking funny. That's one of the best things of all time.
It's a great movie.
Rodman is 61.
Holy shit.
He can still fucking ball, man.
18 boards. He's still good for 18 boards for sure.
As long as he gets like 3 days off after every game to go to Vegas.
Exactly.
And also, Griner's got 2 inches on him.
Oh,
whoa.
Probably quite. Well, really? You're talking about height.
Oh, okay. Height. I thought
Rodman's for sure shrank, right?
Yeah.
He's an old man.
Listed at 6'7.
He's probably 6'5 now. Yeah.
6'5.
He's probably shrunk down a little bit. Flo, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on the Instagram, Florent.Groberg, and you know, same thing with Twitter and same thing with Facebook.
Creative. Yeah, really creative.
Consistency is really important in marketing.
It sure is.
Yeah,
it sure
still doesn't help the fact that I have like 150 big accounts.
Oh, yeah?
It's also unbelievable.
Yeah, what are people asking for money and shit?
A couple of them are me, actually.
Is it you?
No, I just
of you?
No, it's me pretending to be you.
Yeah.
Is it working?
No.
Yeah, not at all.
It sucks.
Well, thanks for being here today. We greatly appreciate it. Yeah. Hopefully the weather will be able to get you home safely here.
It's all good.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
It's always a mystery.
It didn't sound good, I'll tell you that.
Dallas is the problem. It's not here.
Well, Dallas is good right now.
They're good now.
Yeah, yeah, they're good
you'll,
now.
You'll it's be been, fine.
Yeah, they're good now. But, hey, you know, it's always a pleasure coming on the show. Man. It's always a trip. You guys are ridiculous. I love it.
Well, you're welcome. At the top of the show, we got sick, and I apologize. I feel like we straightened out the plane towards the end. You know?
Was it?
Yeah. Maybe.
No, we went back to Pocket Pussies real
quick. Oh, we did?
Yeah, or whatever.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wait, what were we talking about?
Go to adamandeve.com, promo code Drinking Bros, get you 20% off there. That's a real sponsor. So if you want that pocket pussy, you can get it for 20% off. 50% off, actually. I'm sorry.
Plus free shipping.
And free shipping, yeah, but you only get one. They only give you one pocket pussy. Dead serious.
So get a fucking Sibian or something.
Get your favorite. Sure. Get your favorite pocket pussy. Yeah. Take your time on there.
Get something where you can buy multiple attachments for it, right? That way you can maximize.
So hold on. Before we close out, are we getting that dog?
Oh, the robot dog?
Yeah,
if we can legally purchase one, we'll find a way to get it.
Yeah. I want the one from Russia with the machine gun.
Although, I mean, are we going to be able to do this before Jared Taylor does? Come on, man. He's probably got a plan right now to get that thing.
It might be at his house right now.
It could be. He's buying, you know that thing at the parks that spins around really fast and you stick to the side?
Yeah.
I can't remember what they're called, but he's in the process of buying one for some fucking reason right now.
What is it called? Is it a merry-go-round? It's not a merry-go-round, no. Right? It's I know what you're talking about.
It creates artificial gravity basically by spinning really fast,
dude,
and you stick to the side of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's trying to get the fucking actual gravity machine.
Yeah. So what he wants to do? Not the one.
Yeah, but from NASA from the uses. Fairs.
Yeah, yeah. So he's here's his plan. He wants to do a cooking show.
Okay,
Jared does.
Yeah, with him and Caleb, where they're cooking in the middle of it, and they're trying to serve the food to the people that are spinning around.
Oh, that's really funny. You'll never do it, but it's great.
He may not do the show, but I'm confident that he's going to get this piece of machinery because he's a fucking lunatic.
He'll get it. He'll get it for sure. They sell those fucking things. Thanks for joining us today, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. It's all the advertisers care about. And go to Spotify. That's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. No reviews there. I don't have text capabilities or anything like that, which is awesome. I love that shit. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again. After last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.